Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Michael had done the picture music on my face.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I came from Miami, FLA.
Samples, of course, Lou Reed.
Hitchhiked away across USA.
It's Can I Kick It by Tribe Called Quest.
Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
Why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk.
One great song sampling another great song in my opinion.
Rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug.
I like from out on the island.
Two different moods, there's no doubt about that.
In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost it.
This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of
I'm gonna go with Tribe Called Quest better.
Love, as the tribe
flies, all due respect to Lou Reed in the original, but this one touches my soul a little bit better. What does your partner do after sex that finds you at least scratching your head puzzled a little bit, if not grossed out? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. It'll come to the surprise of absolutely zero people that when it comes to the genders of humans, men fall asleep while women cuddle. That should come as a surprise to absolutely nobody. But there are probably people in relationships where lady gets annoyed because a dude wants to cuddle because she wants to sleep.
Come on. What is that's not everybody, is it? Is that what they found?
Well, I mean, there's no everybody. Nothing. There's nothing that's done by absolutely everybody.
I read they said a lot of guys leave the room.
Just leave the room.
Yeah, that was a big thing on there. Was a lot of the guys when they're done, well, they'll just leave.
Just I'm outski.
So,
I might fall into that category.
We are you're done.
I mean, it's not like it sounds. Well, usually I have to take a minute to catch my breath, and then maybe I might leave the room, but not in a bad way.
No, just like we're done here.
Where are you going?
When you say it like that, it makes it sound bad. It's not like that.
But you're done. It is over. It's like when you're done, eating. It's like, all right, what are we gonna sit in the dining room for? We're done.
Right.
Ta-ta.
I'm done preparing food. Let time to leave the kitchen.
Right, right. And she may be shortly after me or something. It's not like I left her there like I'm done with you. It's just, the life moves on.
The bedroom activity is over. Let us leave this bedroom right now.
Let's change these sheets.
Move on with the rest of our lives together.
I bounce too, John. I'm with you.
I'm not bouncing.
No, I bounce, but I hang out outside. It's like I let the whole neighborhood know what just happened.
I got things to do. 727-579-1025. In this study, it talks about monogamy. And they believe at the University College London, monogamy emerged so that males could protect their infants from other males in ancestral groups who may kill them or remate with their mothers. So humans are now mostly monogamous, but that's only been the norm for about the past 1,000 years. So it's not necessarily ingrained in us physically, but sociologically, that's the way we've been doing things for 1,000 years. So that's what gets programmed into our mind. Post-sex behaviors in this study include touching and cuddling, playing with your phone, always flattering, falling asleep, smoking a cigarette, or even getting up and leaving the room.
Why does it have to be this huge, major deal of what you do afterwards? Are they doing studies on what you do after you work out or what you do after a fight? I mean, it's like you're done. I mean, what do you have to hang out for?
Well, Noah's trying to shame you for trying to go live your life.
I feel like I'm getting bullied here. Well, by your eyes.
I honestly think that this is something like when you've been with somebody for a long period of time. I think there's more of a general understanding, but I think in the early days of a relationship, those moments are looked at differently between a man and a woman. Like, right. Not that a woman feels like she needs to be appreciated, but if you're just literally getting up and and walking out or getting on your phone, I think to them that feels like you're somewhat downgrading that moment.
Just using them?
Yeah, but when you've been with somebody forever, it becomes a little more casual. But early on, I think women interpret that moment as something special.
No question. And according to this study, the release of chemicals is different when it comes to men and women. Women want to engage in quote-unquote pillow talk and kind of prolong the encounter because of the release of oxytocin, the cuddle drug. But dudes are hit with such a weird cocktail of chemicals that they may get immediately drowsy and they may indeed want to remove themselves from the situation. Not in a bad way, ladies.
Early on in a relationship, is there something you could do afterwards that would cost you the relationship that's a complete deal breaker? I've never heard of, hey, I broke up with this guy because he used to leave the room every single time we were done.
Yeah, I imagine there are ladies who probably don't like that.
Or like, hey, I broke up with this girl because she got on her phone when we were done and I wanted to hang out and talk. Hey, I've never heard anything like that before.
I don't imagine too many guys get upset over a lack of cuddling afterwards, but I don't necessarily want to cuddle afterwards. You know what I mean? Like that, the feeling afterwards isn't, oh, that was so great. Let's hold each other close.
I'm good for a pre-cuddle.
Like one pre-cuddle? Yeah.
No. I mean, before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
before.
Before.
Right, but no post-cuddling needs to take place.
Man, I feel like I'm sounding like a real man today. Yeah,
hell yeah.
I'm not doing it afterwards. I don't feel like it.
Yeah, we just did the best thing that two people can do physically. Let's have no more physical contact until the next time we decide to do that.
Yeah, Micah.
So when you leave the room, are you like going out to the couch and watching TV or getting a snack? What do you do?
I'm gathering myself. I'm weighing whether or not I need to take a shower. You know, there's a lot of things that happen.
That's the thing too, is I'm not trying to paint this picture of just whatever, but a lot of times those moments afterwards are more maintenance, you know, like we're cleaning up, we're rinsing off, we're like those. I don't look at those moments as being necessarily romantic. Like it's like let's.
But you know what? I don't feel like those moments happened early on. Like early on, when I reflect on my relationship with Phoebe, I don't feel like we had those clean up moments. I feel like we would lay in our filth for hours.
That is true.
Maybe that's what it is.
When you're in that honeymoon phase, you will. You don't even think about those things.
Yeah.
You just don't think about reality because you're like, oh, mind blowing. Not even thinking that, you know, like you just said, laying in your own filth for hours. It's when you become a functional couple that you go, oh, time to get back to our regular lives. My God, what have we done here?
It sounds awesome, doesn't it, Micah?
Can't wait.
But you have to look forward to. Drew Grubb Alive, hello, who are you?
Cliff.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the what do people do after they do the dirty?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm not much of a milk drinker, but after doing the dirty, I usually drink about 3 to 4 full cups of milk. I don't know if that's strange or whatever, but
stranger than anything we've heard today. But that's you're the first call. So you need to replenish your body with calcium, and milk is the best way right afterwards that you can think to do. So you do any women or men, whatever you prefer, do they ever say anything about your milk consumption post sex?
Not really when I use the cup, but when I just go straight for the gallon, they kind of get thrown off a little bit.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's poor form no matter whether you just had sex or not. All right, thank you.
Wait, it's his milk jug.
Well, I was going to ask him if he's ever brought the milk into the bedroom, because I've seen some scenes where, like, milk can be a very sensual liquid.
I don't think you've seen any scenes, John. I don't think milk is a sensual liquid.
Oh, no, it is. Like, you just see a woman, like a nice tan woman with milk poured all over her naked body. It's very hot.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. If you're that guy.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, not happening in my bed, but, you know, if we had a nice safe place and a tarp laid.
Some milk play?
Yeah. I'm just saying, there's obviously a connection between milk and sex for this man.
Yeah, you just got to watch out because milk can bring on venereal diseases like lactates. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Sorry, that whole thing happened. So if sex makes you sleepy, or even if it makes you want to get up and go for a run, they say in this study, it's worth taking advantage of those minutes afterwards. Given the research, couples should make an effort to connect post-sex.
Okay.
Like,
and then what do you do again to connect?
Well, it just says the time you spend post-sex, you can increase intimacy and bonding, as well as commitment, sexual, and relationship satisfaction.
But you just got done bonding, and then you're going to bond some more?
Right. It says, oh, boy. If cuddling feels forced, and it does for all of us, right? I mean, when nobody wants to cuddle. In fact, I'd like to see the two of you give me your post-sex cuddle, if you don't mind.
Like what it looks like in real life, or what we think it, or what this yeah. article thinks it should look like.
Yeah, like for the two of you with each other, what it looks like right after you finish. I just want to see you like lay and look at each other, and can I see the
Where
two
should
of you?
We lay?
Like right there on the console, I think would be good.
Oh. God.
I just want to see the two of you like looking at each other and just
wait. I'm confused by what you're directing here.
Okay,
so
look,
we don't
have a heterosexual couple in here. The closest thing we have is you and John.
Okay, John's spraying.
So
the
what
counter.
You're gonna do is, I know that you don't like to cuddle post sex, so I'm gonna help walk you through something that's gonna make you still feel like you're intimate afterwards. Okay,
you're gonna
so
walk me through something.
Yeah, Seth, get up there next to your partner.
Come on, baby.
Seth, get up. Micah, can you move one of those microphones near? There? Okay, there you go. That's good. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. How's that?
Yeah. No, no, not that one. There you go. You move that towards Seth.
Dude, wait, hold on.
Lay down next to your partner.
Wait. Do you think we're both going to be able to get up here without there being.
Yeah. There's plenty. This is plenty durable. Go
yeah,
ahead.
It feels good here.
Yeah, lay next to your partner. Now, if cuddling feels forced.
Oh, yeah, this is nice.
Or if you just can't.
No, don't do that. He's pounding me.
I know. If cuddling feels forced. Or if you just can't resist the siren call of your phone.
This is a serious.
I'm not going to hurt
this
you.
This is a serious low.
Come here. Hey,
try
hey,
this.
Hey.
Serious low. This is a serious.
All right. Thank you. Good. That's good. Now turn towards your partner. Okay. And sometimes just rolling towards your partner and sweetly telling him how much you care about him.
I care about you.
See, that's good. That's very good.
This is rape. It's a sleep assault. It's a sleep assault.
There you go.
He's playing with my chest hair.
Oh, man, that's nice.
You guys feel vulnerable?
Here, I'll flex here. Do it again.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
You feel safe now?
The expert quoted in this article said, we are in one of our most vulnerable emotional and physical states when we are sexual with another person, especially when there are strong feelings within that person. This time after sex is a critical opportunity to build intimate bonds, not emotional walls.
This is nice.
Yeah.
Hey, who's the female? What are we doing? I don't know what role I'm playing.
Doesn't matter. We're in a post-gender world.
Okay, well, I don't like, this is not, I'm normally the one getting held.
Here, you want me to get you?
Yeah.
Or you can be the spoon. Here.
Okay. There you go. Jesus, man.
Now, John, tell him how much you care about him.
I care about you.
How much?
Thank you for putting that D on me so much. It felt so good.
Aww.
Yeah, baby.
I love you.
You still have the stench of the Leesburg Bike Fest on you, but okay, he's touching. Dude, John, you're really good at being gay.
But my real cuddle? Oh my
real, the real post-sex cuddle for me is...
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I was
you were
gonna...
great.
Get out of there.
Yeah, you were fantastic.
Dude, I mean, okay, Drew Garabo, yeah. Father, radio host, gay porno director.
Yeah, that was really good, guys. Well done.
Cute.
Drew Garabo Live, how can we help you today?
Yeah, Drew, I know I irritate my wife when I chew ice after we have sex. Like, I get a cup of ice to chew it.
Oof. We take that in another room, right?
No, not always. I just go bring it in bed, man.
Wow. Right. Lucky gal.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
But seriously, any cuddling that does happen, it's not really cuddling. There'll be like maybe a few minute period where it's like just like very limited. Like I'll just have like my leg like draped across her or
yeah,
like
yeah.
just like as long as our bodies are touching for some short period of time after that and any.
Yeah, that keeps you connected.
Yeah. Have your leg draped across her.
Well, no, I'm just saying like. It could just be anything. Like,
yeah.
It could just be a leg, like a leg over yeah. top of a...
You mine.
That's not how I envision it.
No. Physically want to stay connected.
You catch breath while trapping you.
If you wouldn't have ran off so quick, I could have shown you. But.
No, I was violated in so many different ways today.
I could tell you needed a...
Yeah.
That was
you need
nice.
A good cuddle.
Yeah.
Drew Grab Alive, hello, who are you?
Felt good. I'm backed up.
Yeah, hey, I have to immediately after sex, I have to put on NBC Sports. I guess I'm a real costitute.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. So anyway, pay close attention to the way we treat each other afterwards. Guys, we all like to get up and get a sandwich, et cetera, but maybe spend a couple of extra minutes connecting with each other, talking to each other, and you'll be planting the seeds for future happiness.
But seriously, though, a lot of times there's a cleanup that needs to happen. So, I mean, like, you should get a towel for your lady and then cuddle, right?
Well... There's some ladies who might want the cuddling before the towel.
Well, I mean, what am I supposed to be okay with at that point? Am I supposed to pull her in close and just
yeah.
Why don't you just communicate, see how she's feeling, and then go from there?
All of those what you might consider to be unfortunate things that might happen during sex, those are fortunate blessings that bond us together. To the act of making the love.
Act of making the love.
Yeah, so you just but yes, get a damn towel.
Yeah, thank you.
I know.
Maybe have one on right on the nightstand.
But just
so
make
you don't
sure
have to get
you grimace as you're handing her a towel, like, ugh, you disgusting beast. Here, take
no,
this.
No, I do all the cleanup myself.
That's mighty big of you. 727-579-1025. There is a war being waged in the diet and fitness industry, and it involves something you, John, and a lot of other people believe in versus a tried and true method of maintaining weight loss, and we'll get into that next.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.